Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 5th. It'll be broadcast live from the Superior Livestock offices in Hudson Oaks, Texas. You can see it on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 7:30 a.m. and the video auction starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,400 head will be offered, 7,800 feeder steers, 4,900 feeder heifers, 4,950 wean calves, 6,600 calves on cows. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can visit the website SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com or call them for more information, 800-422-2117. Thursday, May 5th, 8 a.m. the start for the video auction for Superior Livestock. Details, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, live cattle closed higher yesterday with minimal gains as traders are cautious over cash potential. Cash business has not surfaced yet here in our part of the country, although we could see some trade later today. It does seem packers may not be as aggressive this week and may wait it out another day before doing a large amount of business. With lower corn prices over the past 2 days, feedlots may be encouraged to hold out for higher cash, while at the same time, packers have a fair amount of cattle already on the books. Box beef lower yesterday, the choice down $3, select down 89 cents. Now, hogs continued their lower trajectory. Technical traders seemed intent on fulfilling the technical objective of closing the June chart gap at 101.95 and accomplished that goal yesterday. This did not, though, result in any large buying interest due to the level being reached within the final 10 minutes of trade. Trader interest to buying into the market may surface, though, today with an oversold market. Wheat futures are higher to begin the day, led by Kansas City July, which has closed lower for 5 straight days. Kansas City is right at the 50-day average, with Chicago July under the 50-day. Minneapolis remains close to the contract high on strength from the slow spring wheat planting pace. There appears to be a brief respite from heavy precipitation from the northern plains, with a warm-up expected to accelerate planting, while the southern plains wheat areas are in line for much-needed rain. Corn futures are slightly better to begin the day today. Weather features showers over the plains moving to the east through Friday, with the northern plains mostly dry. Another system moves into the Pacific Northwest on Friday and moves across the plains over the weekend with scattered showers in the northern plains. Soybean futures are up 3 cents early today, with meal and bean oil up just slightly. While Malaysia's palm oil market remains closed, Canada's canola futures have stabilized after 3 consecutive lower days. The futures in just a moment.
Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 5th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,400 head to be offered, 7,800 feeder steers, 4,900 feeder heifers, 4,950 wean calves, and 6,600 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the time the estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. That's SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, June live cattle up 12 cents yesterday, 135.32. The August up 27, 137.32. May feeder cattle up 97 cents, 162.40. August up 220, 176.27. May hogs down 10 cents, 99.77. And the June down 277, 102.20. Kansas City wheat, July down 5 1/4 at 10.92 3/4. September down 4 3/4 at 10.96 3/4. Chicago wheat, July down 10 cents, 10.45 1/2. And September down 8 3/4, 10.49 1/2. July corn's down 10 1/2, 7.93. September down 7 3/4 at 7.50. July soybeans down 11 3/4 at 16.30 1/2. August down 15 1/4, 15.84 3/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.